This is syndicatednews.net. We're back with our political commentator and historian, Mr. Richard S. Lowry. We are very anxious to hear what you have to say. Give us your assessment of the world crises at present.
Wonderful to be here again.
We've been watching mass demonstrations throughout North Africa and the Middle East for nearly a month now. Do you see any end in sight?
No, I do not. It seems that these mass demonstrations are spreading throughout the region. Hopefully, they will lead to some reform, but the outcome is still not clear. The region could just as easily spiral into anarchy and chaos.
Now, won't this lead to more democratic freedoms in these nations?
While the Constitution of the United States protects our right to assemble, mass demonstrations do not necessarily lead to democratic stability. Usually, the demonstrators are a small minority using a squeaky wheel mentality to try to get their way. True democratic reforms are born in the ballot box with free and fair elections. And I don't see any indication that we will be seeing free and fair elections in any of these nations in the near future. Mass demonstrations, for the most part, only lead to turmoil.
Richard, and tell us what your opinion is on that Lara Logan fiasco.
Well, that's an excellent example of what happens when you have anarchy in the streets. Last week, the CBS News reporter Lara Logan was reporting on the celebrations in Tahrir Square when she was brutally attacked, beaten, and sexually assaulted. Just a good indication of how these demonstrations can go terribly wrong.
Can you give us any insight on how this situation might pan out?
I don't think anyone really knows. It's interesting to note that these spontaneous demonstrations are breaking out in friendly nations and nations that have governments that are sworn enemies of the United States. Each one of these groups of demonstrators seem to have a different agenda. We're seeing unrest in Tunisia, Libya, Egypt, Bahrain, Yemen, Iran, and Iraq. I've been saying all along that we really won't know how this will turn out until the leaders emerge from these demonstrations. My gut feeling is that not much good will come of this.
Well, I can't thank you enough for giving us your assessment of the world and politics in general, because this is a very strongly watched story that everyone is following. Your opinion matters a great deal to us and to Blog Talk Radio in general.
Well, thank you very much. We will look back on these turbulent days and see that there was a dramatic change in the course of history in the Middle East and North Africa. What is transpiring right now is very, very important to all of the world.
These events, I'm sure, will influence your upcoming books.
Oh, absolutely. My next book is actually going to be a novel, because there's so many stories that I was unable to tell from the special operations community. They like anonymity. So I'm going to be telling many stories from Afghanistan and Iraq under the guise of historical fiction in my upcoming book.
Well, I thank you again for being part of syndicatednews.net and bringing us your perspective and assessment of the political situation worldwide. Richard, I understand tomorrow you're going to be appearing before the Blue Star Mothers of Central Florida. Could you tell us the time and the location?
Yes, they have a meeting once a quarter, and this is their quarterly meeting. And it's going to be at the Spring of Life United Methodist Church at 11101 Moss Park Road in Orlando. It's exit 23 from the 417 on Moss Park Road. And I will be speaking at noon.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you so much. We want to make sure that people know where to go if they want to see you live.
Great, thank you.
And don't forget, if you want an autographed copy of Richard S. Lowry books, 2011 nominee for the Pulitzer Prize in the category of history, you can get that at his website. That's richardslowry.com.
That's correct. Or, to make it easier, it's newdawnbook.com as well. It takes you to the same spot. Also, details of my speaking engagements, all of my appearances, are located in the calendar on my website.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you so much.
Again, thank you for having me on syndicatednews.net. It's my honor to be a participant.